Boy, Anthony Edwards really screwed up. He poked the bear, and even though it was 6'1" bear, that thing had some bite.
Live from the Anajar and Levine Accident Attorney Studios.
The man your man could smell.
Theo Dorsey is theoretically speaking.
But are you a different animal and the same beast?
What does that mean, Kobe Bryant?
Streaming live on YouTube, here's Theo Dorsey.
Boy, game one of the NBA Finals last night was a good one. Yeah, I said that right. The NBA Finals last night, not because it's, you know, me screwing up again, which I do often here on Theoretically Speaking. Theo Dorsey here, C-Cat there on the other side of the glass on the ones and twos. But I really do feel like the sentiment that people were putting on last round's affair between the Timberwolves and the Nuggets, that this team, whoever comes out of this battle, will win the NBA Finals. I think we jumped the gun there. I think it's really going to be the Wolves or the Mavericks. I'm not worried about what's happening in the Eastern Conference, a much maligned Eastern Conference, a very easy one. The Boston Celtics, the Pacers, they do play tonight. We'll get into that today. But what happened last night in game one of Mavericks Timberwolves, the beginning of this chess match between Jason Kidd and Chris Finch, between Luka Doncic and Ant Edwards, Kyrie Irving, and whoever the hell else is going to step up for the Timberwolves, because last night it wasn't Karl Anthony Towns. This is the epitome of basketball excellence, and this is going to be the series that produces the future champion of the NBA, and I just cannot wait. So last night, the Mavericks get the win over the Timberwolves, 108-105, and the huge glaring difference between this game and the rest of the ones that the Mavericks were playing was that guy, Kyrie Irving. And if you didn't see what happened following the Game 7 win by the Timberwolves when they beat the Denver Nuggets on their court, their third time beating the Nuggets on the road in that series to get the win, Anthony Edwards called out Kyrie Irving. And boy, did Kai respond. After Game 1, after the win in which Kyrie Irving had, 24 points in the first half, shot 11 for 14 in the first two quarters, getting everything started for the Mavericks, and Luka Doncic will carry them down the stretch. Kyrie Irving, he joined the desk with the Inside the NBA crew. Enjoy them while they still last here. And here's Kyrie Irving gloating about how he was sitting back, a family man, kicking it on his couch with his kids, 32 years old, getting ready for a series. He heard his name, and it evoked some motivation.
Yeah, we don't have that sound,
Theo. We don't have that sound?
We don't have that sound, Theo. Send me that sound.
Wow. I did not send you that sound. Well, you know what? Kyrie Irving was motivated. He was a man on a mission last night. And what we do have from last night, before that game even tipped off, was Stan Van Gundy, who did talk specifically about the backcourt combination of Luka Doncic and Kyrie Irving. Because last night, it was like the opening act, Kyrie, who came out the gates swinging strong in whatever the heck those things were on his feet, making a fool out of Ant Edwards and his words. And then the closing act was Luka Doncic down the stretch, getting every single shot he wanted, whether it was from the elbow, step back three-pointers, or putting enough rim pressure on the defense to where he was kicking it out to open shooters that maybe didn't make, but definitely put more pressure on the Timberwolves. I did find this interesting. Stan Van Gundy leaning in on hyperbole. It's been an NBA postseason full of hyperbole. And last night on TNT's coverage of the NBA, of the Western Conference Finals Game 1, Stan Van Gundy making a bold proclamation about the backcourt of the Dallas Mavericks.
Coach, Dallas, they have two guys that are pretty electrifying as well.
Yeah, and Minnesota's top-rated defense is going to be challenged trying to slow them down. Arguably the best offensive backcourt in the history of the NBA in Luka Doncic and Kyrie Irving.
Did you say history?
In the history of the NBA.
See, that's the problem these days, though. We keep on spouting out hyperbole, just like how I said, this is the NBA Finals right now in the Western Conference Finals. We got Stan Van Gundy getting a little over his skis, calling Luka Doncic and Kyrie Irving the best backcourt in the history of the league, like we didn't just watch Steph Curry and Klay Thompson not only reign over the NBA, but then also win four championships in the spans of like 8 years. It gets incredible. This is a direct result of everybody having a podcast, everybody having a platform, everybody trying to make declarative statements so that they can be the one floated around buzzing all over the internet. I did like where Stan Van Gundy went, though, because he called his shot, and what we witnessed last night was Luka and Kyrie taking control of a game and taking home court away from the Timberwolves with an immaculate run. A little bit in the first half from Kyrie, a little bit in the second half from Luka, and not enough out of the big two for the Minnesota Timberwolves with Anthony Edwards, who was like, he looked like me if I tried to go out there and play some basketball right now, as out of shape as I am in the fourth quarter, hands on your knees, gasping for breath, standing up near the near half court, just hoping for a timeout, hoping for a break. Like, it was bad for the Timberwolves last night, but they still only lost by 3 points. While the Mavericks' big two outplayed Anthony Edwards, which, again, the greatest show in the NBA right now, and Karl Anthony Towns, I still felt a little bit reinforced in my pick for the Timberwolves winning the championship because they only lost by 3 points, and it felt like there was a little bit more of motivation, a little bit more of gusto, of angst on the side of the Mavericks, and part of that was because Anthony Edwards opened his mouth and said, "I got Kyrie Irving."
And you want to hear what Kyrie had to say about that?
There we go. Can we hear Kyrie Irving after the game?
Okay. Sorry, my bad. Hey, Kyrie, you at home minding your business the other night.
Yeah, what about it?
You with your beautiful family just chilling, probably having a nice meal, and then the young fella says, "I got Kyrie." So, and you says, "Excuse me?"
Yeah.
And he said it again. He said, "I got Kyrie."
Yeah.
That's the most aggressive you've been in a long time.
Yes, sir.
I know that had to irk you a little bit.
Well, use it as a motivation. You know, when I was sitting at home and I saw it, I was like, it's just a nod of respect. And then also, I knew what type of game was going to be game one and also for the rest of the series. So you're right. I was at home with my family watching game seven.
You just minding your own business.
And then Ant comes out and says, I got Kyrie. But also, that's a no-fear mentality. And that's why we love Ant. So coming out tonight, I knew that he was going to pressure me a little bit. But I knew that they were coming off a game seven, grueling game. Yeah. So their legs were biting them a little bit tonight. So hopefully game two, they come back and, you know, they settle a little bit more, but we'll be prepared.
That's the thing right there. Kyrie Irving being motivated up off his couch. I mean, this guy's a bucket getter anyways. He's a scorer, one of the most skilled guards we've ever seen. Really, you don't have to relegate it to guard. Really one of the most skilled players to ever pick up a basketball. But what he did and what the Mavericks did last night was out-hustle, out-smart, and outplay the Timberwolves, and it still only amounted to a three-point win. See, Kat, you know what I did immediately after the Timberwolves lost that game last night and everybody was turning on Anthony Edwards and saying, oh, I don't know, is he lacking the luster now? You want to know what I did?
No, I don't know. What did you do?
Hopped right on my phone, hopped on that Hard Rock Bet app, and I put money down that the Timberwolves would win this series.
That's a man who's confident in the words he's saying.
It was plus odds. And, they came into the series favorite, and now they have plus odds. I said, I'll go ahead and take that bet. And also, I just don't see the Timberwolves stinking it up like they did offensively specifically, but then also the drop covers they were playing. I'm not going to get into the details of the X's and O's of the thing, but I'll go to Chris Finch, who spoke hours ago to the media, and when you look at this game and the way it played out, coming into this series, the Minnesota Timberwolves were the bigger team. They were the team that created or should have been able to create more mismatches. You got multiple seven-footers. You got Karl Anthony Towns, who can score inside and out, whereas the Mavericks were the one that dominated the paint, outscoring the Timberwolves 62-38 within the paint. They were the ones to out-rebound the Timberwolves by 8 on the Minnesota Timberwolves' home court. And they forced the Minnesota Timberwolves into taking 49 three-pointers. When you have a size advantage, especially in the playoffs, and you're at home, you want to set the tone by putting pressure on the defense. And it's almost like the Mavericks outwitted the Timberwolves. And you can kind of tell by the way that Chris Finch sounds today, reflecting on game one.
I've been just disappointed in your effort, in your performance, your attitude, your application, your attention to detail. It just wasn't there. Western Conference Finals started. Not sure if they got the memo, but they got it this afternoon. So, our approach, we just played flat, you know. Game plan was not on point for execution. Decision making on offense was not very good. Got beat by a lot of hustle plays, transition, offensive rebounds, stuff like that. It just can't happen.
That's head coach of the Minnesota Timberwolves, Chris Finch, following the game one loss of the Timberwolves to the Mavericks in the Western Conference Finals. Now, I've been saying this. This is the NBA Finals right here. The winner of this series between the Mavericks and the Wolves is going to be the team to hoist the Larry O'Brien trophy at the end of the road. Another thing here, it does feel like the Mavericks have the better 1-2 punch. I actually tweeted out a poll here that we'll release the results in a few. Who has the best 1-2 punch remaining in these NBA playoffs between Luka and Kyrie for the Mavericks, Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown for the Celtics, Anthony Edwards and Karl Anthony Towns for the Timberwolves, and then Tyrese Haliburton and Pascal Siakam for the Indiana Pacers? And what it proved out last night was that Luka and Kyrie had a better game. Now, theoretically speaking, they do have the better tandem. What plays out through seven games in this series will be the narrative that we shift to. But what we saw last night was the Timberwolves being outsmarted, outplayed. There was not a lot of resistance from them, and it kind of reminds me of why I do believe this is going to be the NBA Finals. Because on the other side, in the Eastern Conference, we're watching the Boston Celtics, who play the Pacers tonight at home in Game 2, have the easiest route to the NBA Finals I've seen a team go through, and it might be getting a little easier for them coming soon. And with that said, it's time for a Baptist Health Injury Report.
My leg! I am not angry. I am in pain. My leg!
Time now for an injury report.
My head and torso!
Wow, that's crazy. They hit me everywhere except
my legs!
Presented by Baptist Health Orthopedic Care. Go where the pros go.
My leg!
Boston Celtics tip off at home tonight at 8 o'clock against the Indiana Pacers, looking to take a 2-0 lead against Indiana, and they'll do so with the help of Xavier Tillman. He will be available tonight, the forward for the Celtics. The bad news is Kristaps Porzingis still out. There was optimism before this series started that Kristaps, the 7'3 forward who can knock it down from deep and also protect the rim, would be back maybe by game 3. Hope still out for that one, but he's been officially ruled out for tonight's game, Celtics versus Pacers. The Celtics, a 9-point favorite to take a 2-0 lead in the Eastern Conference Finals. Or is like what I would call it is the series to see who gets to get beat by the team that wins out of the West. That Baptist Health Orthopedic Care Injury Report presented to you by Baptist Health. Are you experiencing foot and ankle pain and need to see an expert in the field? Baptist Health Orthopedic Care has a team of foot and ankle orthopedic surgeons and specialists who are regarded as leaders in their specialty. Visit baptisthealth.net/ortho to learn more today. Baptist Health Orthopedic Care combines its resources of experienced physicians and leading-edge treatments and technology to provide advanced orthopedic foot and ankle, joint replacement, spine, and sports medicine care. Visit baptisthealth.net/ortho for more information today. Baptist Health Orthopedic Care has offices conveniently located in Palm Beach County through the Florida Keys. Learn more by visiting baptisthealth.net/ortho. What a Thursday here on Theoretically Speaking. We're going to have Tina pull up in a few. Our best friend going to have some theoreticals with her, as well as we got to get around today for you all. Also, C-Cat, I do want to make mention, because I gave you a shout out for beating me in golf on Tuesday, we did start something new up here on Theoretically Speaking. We're having our picks against the spread for the NBA playoffs. And can we give the people an updated record on you and I? There's only been 2 games so far, and I think one of us is undefeated.
Yeah, you're 2-0, and I'm 1-1. Victory lap now.
Yeah.
But I want to go back to something you said earlier. I like the Timberwolves bet a lot, betting them to win the series after they dropped game 1.
Yeah.
Because we saw that last weekend that the Timberwolves are not afraid of playing on the road.
Not at all.
Like, they're not behind the eight ball here. It's not a different team. Like, we're talking about the 76ers, who were dominant at home and couldn't win a game on the road. That team is not afraid of anybody by dropping home court advantage in game 1. That doesn't mean a thing.
We just watched them play against the defending champion Denver Nuggets, who have looked unstoppable, especially in the postseason since the tip-off of last year's playoffs. And they won not one, not two, but 3 road games against Jokic and Murray. No injuries. It wasn't like somebody was missing or hobbled or fatigued. A full-strength Nuggets team. We watched the Timberwolves beat them 3 times on their home court. This team doesn't fear anybody. And I think part of it is, though, C-Cat, we're learning what that learning curve is like in the NBA right in front of our eyes because we have a 22-year-old Anthony Edwards who has never been in this situation before. He just came off of one of the most, I would say, the most emotional basketball game of his life. They were down 15 points at Ball Arena in Game 7 against the Nuggets, and they came back and won. And then he had to learn what it was like not only to build his body back up, the stamina back up for a Game 1, but also to emotionally reset for Game 1. And it came out a little flat, and Kyrie cooked him from the jump. And that's an experience thing.
And not to get too inside sports gambling, but it's effectively betting a game live. Like, if your favorite NFL team is going to win a game 27-10, that means that the team that you think is going to lose, your favorite team's opponent, is going to score 10 points. If they score 7 points, jump on your favorite team. Jump on the team you think is going to win.
Double down.
If your favorite team drops game 1, but you think this team's going to win in 6, they got to lose a couple of games in order to win the series in 6.
Exactly how it goes. Nobody was calling a Timberwolves sweep before the Mavs and the Timberwolves got together here. Dallas winning game 1 is only going to set the Timberwolves back up for the expectation that, hey, we are now fighting from behind again, and we've seen what they've looked like in that position because they were just down 3-2 to the defending champions with a 3-time MVP. If they can solve that puzzle, I'm more than confident that this Timberwolves team can figure out Luka Doncic and Kyrie Irving, even though Kyrie Irving looks like a man possessed.
Yeah.
And he looks like a totally different animal. And in fact, do we have time for one more set before? I know we
got
to get to Tina.
No, yeah, we
got time.
About
to pull up. I want you all to hear specifically Brian Windhorst on NBA Today today talking about how Kyrie Irving looks like a totally different animal with this Mavericks team and how he's supporting Luka Doncic. And almost like, you know, we remember when Kyrie won that title with LeBron James in 2016 in a supporting role. It feels like he's earned some stripes in that role and is using some of that experience with Luka. Take a listen.
What you see about Kyrie is a player who's different in mind, body, and spirit. And the way I see it, he is truly invested in making Luka the best player he can be. This is something that is actually so rare and actually in a way so remarkable on the NBA level. When you have a player who is probably headed for the Hall of Fame who is willing to do whatever he can to help his teammate, whether that means scoring a lot, whether that means passing, whether that means helping him defensively. And listening to Luka talk about Kyrie, I've never heard Luka talk about a teammate the way he's talking about Kyrie, how Kyrie does things that help him all throughout the game, off the court. He talks about these long meals that they have together and their bond.
Tap in with us on YouTube at Theo Speaking. That right there, though, again, Kyrie Irving, his growth right now, he's having somewhat of a renaissance right now, right in front of our eyes, where everybody was dogging him for the past 3-4 years. Now he's one step closer, 7 wins away from an NBA title. We're going to study this if they're able to actually pull this thing off. I don't think they'll be able to. What we're about to pull off is a theoreticals with our friend Tina. She's going to pull up on us. And specifically, I have to start with something with her, and it's about Charles Barkley and his comments last night. I fear the Chuckster may have finally gone too far on Inside the NBA on TNT. We'll get Tina to clear that up for us. C-Cats in the house on the ones and twos. I'm Theo Dorsey. We're Theoretically Speaking on ESPN 106.3.
Live from the Anajar and Levine Accident Attorney Studios, Theo Dorsey is Theoretically Speaking. Streaming live on YouTube, here's Theo Dorsey.
Can't believe it's already Thursday. Can't believe we're being graced by the presence of our best friend here on Theoretically Speaking. Tina's in the house. What up?
I'm so excited to be here. I missed you guys on Tuesday.
I know.
Anthony Thomas came.
Right.
What a surprise. I had no idea he was going to replace me on Tuesday, but you guys were funny. I watched back and
it was a good time.
It was a good time.
Always a good time.
I'm glad you're still doing the theoretical and your responses were great.
Thank you.
Yeah.
We got a good grade from Tina right there, C-Cat. We worked it out even with her absence. And also, might I say, if you're not tapped in with us on YouTube, you should be already at Theo Speaking on YouTube. Subscribe and watch. Tina is doing her best Michelle Smallman from Unsportsmanlike impersonation right now.
You know, I'll take it. I love it. I love Michelle Smallman. I'm wearing St. Louis Cardinals gear right now.
Yes.
We got the blonde hair, the curls. Yes. Like, I love it.
But you know what? That St. Louis Cardinals shirt, you actually got that when you were out in St. Louis,
yes,
kicking it.
Yes.
Where you shop for most of your gear and your attire that you wear so dapperly around the office.
Thank you.
Is that
thank
a word?
You.
Dapperly.
It is?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think, well, dapper is a word.
Yeah.
I got a computer
we'll
in front
go
of me.
With it. We'll go with it.
You Google it, and while you Google it, since you want to call me out, C-Cat, Tina, where is the dapper clothes that you dress yourself in?
Only at the Garns Mall. Here they have so many different stores, from clothes, from shoes, from cars, from restaurants, to light bites. Everything is all under one roof at the Gardens Mall. And you talk about Thursday, you know, it's almost the weekend. Start your happy hour at Tap 42 that just opened in the Gardens Mall. That's going to be my new happy hour spot, you know, Tap 42. But everything all under one roof, I-95 East and PJ Boulevard. Go to thegardensmall.com and see everything that they have coming this year. They still got new stores and restaurants that haven't been announced yet that are exciting.
And one store with the Gardens Mall right now, Jay McLaughlin, second floor.
Yes.
I got to post this post. I'm getting this post together today. I'll post it soon. Make sure you follow me on Instagram at Theo Dorsey TV. The outfit I had, from Jay McLaughlin that I wore at this Breakers event, had everybody like, yo, where'd you get it from?
You looked.
We put it on.
So good.
I appreciate you.
So good.
We're going to post that out. I got to let people know, man. It was some, I felt like I was an islander.
It was very Palm Beach. Like,
yes.
It was the perfect outfit for the perfect event in
yes.
the area. It all just went together.
Yes,
all
I appreciate it.
Thanks to the Gardens Mall.
Gardens Mall, big shouts to them. Big shouts to us here on a Thursday. We're going to bring in a theoretical, but before we get to that, I do have to reflect back on what I heard Charles Barkley say last night on Inside the NBA. Tina, I need your help here with this one. I need your woman's touch on this one because okay. Charles Barkley was talking specifically to you. Take okay. a listen.
You women out there, y'all petty, man. Hey, LeBron, you 100% right on these girls hating on Caitlin Clark. Y'all petty, girls. I expect men to be petty because we're the most insecure group in the world.
Oh, you are.
Y'all should be thanking that girl for getting y'all ass private charters, all the money and visibility she bring into the WNBA. Don't be petty like dudes.
Okay, so if you don't understand the context of what he's talking about, Caitlin Clark has obviously been getting, there's a lot of people that are overly criticizing her game and whatnot. The Indiana Fever are 0-5 right now. She's been held in check. Five games into her rookie season. So LeBron James came out on his podcast and he supported Caitlin Clark and he talked about how she has a magnifying glass on her
yes.
and there's a lot of speculation
yes.
or scrutiny. Charles Barkley took it another level because now Charles Barkley is criticizing the women that are quote unquote attacking Caitlin Clark. I don't want to ask you about that scenario. My real question for you, Tina, is Charles Barkley right? Are men more petty than women?
I think so, yeah. Like we are petty, but y'all are way more petty. Like, y'all sometimes take it a little too personal, and it's not that big of a deal, and are a little dramatic at times. So, I'm with Barkley.
So,
and LeBron James is so petty.
Come I was on. About to say.
LeBron James is so petty.
When I close my eyes.
KD, so petty.
And I think of the pettiest human being I know. It's like Rick Ross, Drake. LeBron James, Steph Curry even.
Yeah.
Like, dudes are pretty petty. You don't associate that word with dudes as much. But C-Cat, are you going to at least fight on the behalf of guys?
This is for all men everywhere. Because you're talking about celebrities.
Yeah.
I'm talking about the common man and the common woman. If you were to take a survey, 100 random women, 100 random men, the random women would hands down be the more petty of the people. No doubt.
So here's the problem here. Most women wouldn't consider themselves random. Men are much more comfortable being like, yeah, I'm the common folk. I'm a common man. You ask any woman, hey, are you a random woman? All of them think more highly of themselves.
Yes.
I don't know, if you can find 100 random women.
Because they would be petty about it. They would take it as offense.
We come with like facts too. Like if we're being petty, like we've got though like a list of things as to why we're petty.
What?
But I think if you like when I heard this though, when I think if you're like talking bad about Caitlin Clark, like you're jealous. Like
yeah.
They're just hating. And hey, if you don't got haters, you're not doing something right.
Oh, so. I thought you were going to go full Robert Saleh on us.
No.
But you know.
Oh, I love that quote from him, though.
Say it.
If you don't got, you ain't popping. Yes.
Yeah.
I think that's what it is. Yes. You ain't popping. I love that. But no, I totally believe that. Like, yeah, if you don't have haters, like you're doing something wrong.
I feel you on that. Now, what I will say, too, is when it comes to petty and women, nobody knows how to get under someone's skin. like in a verbal attack personally more than women do.
Yes.
So as petty as guys can be sometimes, nobody can emotionally scar you like a woman that's closest to you, be that your mom or your spouse.
We can make words hurt.
Yeah.
Hurt.
Well, there's another word for it when a woman's being petty. It's catty. Like to another woman, yeah. It's being catty. That is the other word for it. And there's not a word for that for men. No. Being a jerk.
Mm. Or being a bleep. Like, yeah, bleep hole.
Exactly. Yeah.
There's ways to get around it. But again, before we got into our theoretical, I just had to get your opinion on that because I'm like, yo, Chuck might be up to something. He might have something up his sleeve. Because when I think about the way that Drake gets down and the way that like Rick Ross, and I'm thinking of rappers and athletes, of course. I mean, I don't know. I mean, one of the pettiest men to ever live was just president of the United States and is running for office again.
So petty.
So, you know, we got some petty ones up there, but let's hop into our actual reason why we're here. Tina's here. She joins us Tuesdays and Thursdays for one reason and one reason only, and that's the theoreticals.
Get your margaritas ready.
Let's go, girl.
And make it a double. Because it's time for theoreticals. With our resident girl next door, Tina.
Let's do this.
Woo! Woo! Let's do this. Now, last time we had you, you walked out of here and you went straight to a happy hour. What's your post-show plans today? What's your St. Louis Cardinals shirt on?
Today, I'm actually going to get a new phone after this. It's another thing.
It's a little more boring.
A little more chill. Yeah.
But
I got an upgrade. I'm going to go get a new phone.
But that phone is what walks us in to the theoretical today because
yes.
You had yourself an experience in all of your travels. We missed you this past week because you were traveling, bachelorette trip, and having some fun.
Yes.
What the heck happened on your airport ride? And how did this set us up for maybe one of the more immaculate stories you've told here on air?
Yes. So I wasn't on the show Tuesday because I was traveling back from New York. I went there for a few days and I had the most uncomfortable thing happen to me. Okay. Middle seat.
That's already uncomfortable.
Already, middle seat. I heard your convo about the last theoretical, too. The middle seat, the aisle. You don't like, you actually prefer the middle seat over the aisle.
A little bit.
Yeah.
My legs
sticks out. I don't mind the middle seat. I'm tiny, so it's fine.
Yeah.
I have the middle seat on the way to New York. And I download a Netflix show that I'm currently watching at home to finish it up on my 2.5-hour plane ride.
What show?
A Man in Full.
A Man in Full. Is that just about like...
It's new. I don't know. It's about like a man who... a guy. He's like a CEO of a company and he's basically collapsing. His life is collapsing.
Okay, cool.
And I have my phone on the tray, on my water bottle, like perched up so I don't have to touch it and I can just watch it from my seat, be nice and comfy in the middle seat. Well, you can see my phone from the middle seat on the tray, like the person to the aisle and the window can...
Everybody's got
clearly,
a clear eye view.
Clear eye view of my phone. I have no idea that what's about to come up in this episode that I'm watching on Netflix.
Spoiler alert.
Is an adult film scene. 1 minute, I snatch my phone. I'm like, oh my gosh, this is embarrassing. Then.
So it got a little raunchy.
So it got a little raunchy. Like an image was there, lots of activities. Then I put my phone back. 3 minutes go by. Another scene involving animals happens. I'm like, what is going on? What am I watching
animals
right now?
Animals doing what?
Animals doing activities that...
Like reproductive activities?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, yes.
Animals reproducing on your screen.
I'm like, what am I watching right now? This is not what I thought this Netflix show was about. I'm terrified. I've had lots of activity scenes happening with humans and animals, and I'm middle seat. They see my phone. I snatch it away. I turn red. I start to sweat. I'm like, do I own this situation? Do I shut off the show? This is the only one I've downloaded. I need to continue. I'm like, I don't have any other options. I am just terrified. And I'm like, okay, well, I literally have to then, the rest of the plane ride, I held my phone up to basically, I don't put it back on the tray. I hold it up close to me where only I can see it. I couldn't believe that happened. I was embarrassed and didn't see it coming.
Did you keep watching the show?
I did because it was the only thing I could watch. So, it's the only thing I downloaded.
So here's the thing. If I'm the person in the aisle or the window seat and I witness both of those encounters happen and then I witness you bring your phone closer and finish watching the show, I'm definitely going to think you're a pervert.
Yeah.
I think that's even worse.
Keep your hands where I can see them.
Yeah,
that's what I would think.
But that's what I'm like, I either own it and like let the show continue to play and have no idea what's going to come up next, or what I did do was hold my phone up against me because I was so terrified and didn't want it to happen again. I'm like, I have no idea what's going to come up next in this episode or in the next few episodes while I have still 2 hours left on my plane ride.
Were the people sitting next to you adults?
Yes.
Okay, so these
I had a like older male on my left and a woman probably like in her like mid-30s on my right.
Okay, so you had two grown adults to your on both sides of you. Were they awake?
Yes, awake.
Oh, good.
Very awake.
They saw it.
Yeah.
They think you're disgusting.
I know they saw it.
Was this coming back to PBI?
This was on my way to New York.
Okay, thank God.
Mm-hmm.
Because I can't have that kind of person associated with my show here on Theoretically Speaking.
I know.
Mean, this is a clean show, and you're out here watching adult activities involving animals on a plane.
Like, animals and humans, like 5 minutes apart. I'm like, what am I watching right now? This is not how the show has played out.
That's a relatable thing because remember how big Game of Thrones was and how dirty that show actually was when you take it out of the comfort of your own home?
Yeah.
A whole lot of R-rated scenes in that show, but people watched it on planes.
I love Game of Thrones.
I never watched an episode of that.
A whole lot of those scenes.
Yeah, a lot of those scenes are in there.
I just heard it was a lot of killing and incest. Like, I just...
Kind of, and dragons.
Yeah, and dragons.
And like none of those three things interest me.
You get really into the characters. It's the characters. Like Jon Snow, I love you. It's like the characters that you get into with Game of Thrones.
That's nice and all, but when I know what the characters are doing, I would get a little bit out of them. It just doesn't fancy my interest.
No. But yeah, Game of Thrones is a great example. There's a lot of R-rated scenes in that. So if someone were to see that, though, they probably would know, like, that this is a medieval time, like,
yeah,
where it's, you
it's
know,
a lot easier. Whereas this one didn't look more real.
Yeah, very real. Like, it's a new show. Like, I don't know. It's very clear. Clearly can see what's going on.
Look like you might even been on a private browser just surfing.
Uh-huh.
So that's a little extreme. And what I will say is this. Maybe you did play it right, because I think, though, like, CCAD, you're saying you would leave the phone up there and keep watching.
I think... Yeah, and then you, like, address it head on. You nudge the person.
I'm sorry.
You get a load of this?
I didn't plan
for this.
Yeah, well, those animals are a little raunchy, a little dirty, but the animals that you can see here in Palm Beach County, much more friendly, much more PG.
Yes. At the Palm Beach Zoo is where you see all the animals here in Palm Beach County. I get this really fun opportunity to go to the Palm Beach Zoo and do their animal encounters. Mm. And I got to hang out. They have a sloth encounter. And I got to meet Mama Wilbur, who just had a baby.
Huh.
And the baby right now does not have a name because they're allowing everyone to vote for this baby's name. You can go to the Palm Beach Zoo to vote for the name or go to palmbeachzoo.org. There's four different options.
We call him Teddy. No.
That's not an option.
It's not an option.
That wasn't an option.
Right.
I'm sorry. But the Palm Beach Zoo, they have so many different animal encounters from, you can do the capybara like I've done. There's a sloth. There's a koala. There's so many different opportunities. Or again, just go to the Palm Beach Zoo right now. It's summertime. Get out in the community and see what they have to offer. You go to palmbeachzoo.org to get your tickets. Or again, look into their animal encounters because it's a personal experience. And I got to go like in the habitat of a sloth and see. It was fascinating. They're moving slowly, but I loved it. It was amazing. Like my mouth was just open the whole time, like jaw dropped because I couldn't believe how close and up personal I was. And I got to witness a milestone like of this baby, like leaving its mom. And
you watched the birth?
No, I did not watch the birth of
you,
the baby.
The way you presented that, you said it was a majestic milestone moment.
It was a milestone. The baby, like, they're usually attached to their mom, and, like, we got to watch it, like, I don't want to say it's crawling, but, like, moving away.
Okay.
Like, hanging.
You watched the little kid grow up right before your eyes.
I did, and it was so cool to see, too, like, the trainer, her eyes just were, like, lighting up, and she couldn't believe what was happening. She's like, you are witnessing something amazing right now, and such a milestone for this baby and the mom to like go apart from each other.
Yeah.
It was amazing. And again, the animal encounter experiences are so cool, where you get up close and personal with these animals that you don't get in a regular zoo visit.
Yeah.
So visit the Palm Beach Zoo whenever you can, palmbeachzoo.org. Get your tickets today or look at all their animal encounters that they have to offer.
Big shout, Tina in the Wild. Appreciate you pulling up for the theoreticals.
Yeah.
And also, love the Palm Beach Zoo animals.
Yes.
Maybe stay away from that show. Did you finish it?
I actually fell asleep on the plane, so.
Oh, my goodness. What a waste.
Wow.
What a waste. When we come back, though, a WNBA team openly flirting with me on Twitter.
Oh.
A WNBA team reaching out for my love. I'll give you details when we come back.
Live from the Anajar and Levine Accident Attorney Studios, Theo Dorsey is theoretically speaking. Streaming live on YouTube, here's Theo Dorsey.
That's right, that's right. Streaming live on YouTube at Theo Speaking. Make sure you subscribe. Tap in with the fellas. We're kicking it on a Thursday. Also, that was a great segment with Tina. If you want to watch that back, we'll have it on the YouTube page as well as anywhere you find your podcast. Theoretically speaking, tap in with C-Cat and your boy Theo Dorsey. We have coming up for you your favorite segment, The Get Around. We know you're well-traveled people, so we're going to take you across the globe and hit the major sports headlines of the day. But first, I want to tell you about EDS Air Conditioning and Plumbing. I am a gold member. My house stays cool through the summer months. Doesn't matter how hot it gets outside, my AC still's churning pretty strong, and that's because EDS Air Conditioning and Plumbing, they are a train comfort specialist. It's hard to stop a train. I'm a gold member. That means I get 2 annual visits per year, preventative care, not just repairing things that have gone wrong. And on top of that, when you have EDS, you know you're good because EDS is yes. You get championship level performance every hour and every day. Your air conditioning staying on point. And I would recommend also not just going to edsairconditioning.com and signing up today to become a gold member. I would recommend being the type of person like I did and feeling like you have the comfortability to share that with a friend. Don't just get it for yourself. EDS is yes, and it could be like that for you and a friend close to you. C-Cat, it's time now for the Get Around.
I get around. What you mean you don't know? Round and round, round check and go. Go. I get around.
Next stop, Greenfield, Iowa. An Iowa man had his home destroyed by a tornado. He lost nearly everything, but was specifically concerned with one item in particular.
I lost a lot, including my golf clubs. I had like $3,000 into that. I'd like to shout out TaylorMade and Titleist and Callaway. I really need new sets or a new set. I lost it. And I just love golf.
See, I think he screwed up with this one. And I know what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to jump on your opportunity, you shoot your shot. But he shot too many different shots. See, I'm the type of guy, single one out. You got to go and be more specified. Callaway, you know, who else did he shot out there?
Titleist, TaylorMade.
Like, pick one. Pick one, and then they'll be more inclined to do it. If you shoot your shot at everybody, then everybody can sit on their hands and watch you beg everybody for golf club.
But it's also a competition, because if one brand gives you X amount of dollar amount, I feel like the second and third brand will give you a little bit more.
It's a good point. It's a good point. But also, I'm just a more focused attack kind of guy. You lock in. You lock in. That's how you know I'm a married man. You lock in on the one that matters most.
Next stop, Washington, D.C. The Washington Mystics WNBA franchise are selling brunch and basketball tickets with bottomless mimosas.
Come on. Come on. See, I'm all in on this. In fact, I tweeted about it, and then the Washington Mystics, well, they tweeted back.
Wow, DMs or public?
This is a public tweet here. A couple tweets back, actually. See, I have experience. I actually covered a couple Washington Mystics games back in 2013 when I was interning for the Washington Times writing. I was still in college at that time, actually. Covered a couple of their games, and I loved it there in D.C. And when I saw this, I already know D.C. culture centers around the brunch scene. And for you to be able to get tickets at that price and get a brunch and bottomless mimosas and get to watch the Mystic play, I already know they're going to be packing out that stadium a lot more than what they were doing before they were selling these tickets. But, you know, I got a oh hey tweet from them. I got a we had us at fave. Like, I think they're trying to lure me in. I was a Chicago Sky guy. I've been going back and forth. Do I want to be a Chicago Sky fan or LA Sparks? I think I got to give the Washington Mystics a chance here.
Yeah, they're like flirting with you online. Would it change anything if there was a dude behind that Twitter account? Does it change kind of how you perceive it?
No.
No?
Because you know what? My fandom is worth it. My fandom is worth the tweets. I don't care who's sending them off. All right, and it's a sports fandom flirt. All right, so it's not like
I don't know. There was a heart in there. There was a heart.
There was a heart.
A dude tapping the heart emoji on a tweet sent to you. Just saying.
You're right. You're right. But you know what? I appreciate all love. I appreciate all energy and all love as long as it's positive. So shout out the Washington Mystics. You have yourself a person at least considering fandom. But I'm telling you, the LA Sparks and the Chicago Sky, it's going to be hard.
Next stop,
Arlington, Texas. Dak Prescott addressed his contract talks with the Dallas Cowboys with the media yesterday by simply saying, "I don't play for money. I've never cared for it, to be honest with you."
You know what he really was saying?
Hide the money, y'all. There's poor people around. With your broke ass.
Dak Prescott knows he's set up to get one of the most lucrative contracts in the history of the NFL. He's going to be paid more than $60 million a year by this time next year. He's so rich. I believe he's like top 10 all time in career earnings right now for quarterbacks. He's so rich and has so much bread, he's flaunting to us that I don't even care about the money. People are looking at this thinking that Dak Prescott is saying, "Oh, I don't play for money or play for bread." He's definitely playing for those game checks. But also, Dak Prescott got so many of them in the bank already and knows so much of it is coming around the corner because all the leverage he has, he's almost flaunting in our face right now, and I got to respect it.
Next stop,
Fordham Park, New Jersey once again. To Jets OTAs, ESPN's Kimberly Martin made a bold statement about Aaron Rodgers and the Jets this morning on Unsportsmanlike.
Make no mistake about it, Christopher. There's no other option for the Jets than to win the Super Bowl. Like,
wow.
What success is and what it looks like with Aaron Rodgers. This is why you are Joe Douglas and you get a pass for not getting a better backup quarterback, not, you know, addressing the offensive line in a consistent manner. Like, bringing all of these former Green Bay Aaron Rodgers guys here. You get a pass because Aaron Rodgers is here. He has one objective, and that is it.
I mean, she's not lying. I know the Jets aren't even favored to win their division, but if you don't win a Super Bowl, anything short of that, when Aaron Rodgers is your quarterback and all of the hype surrounding that team and as old and as veteran-led as that team is, it is Super Bowl or bust for the Jets, even though they don't have the roster that I believe can get there. It's got to be.
I can't help but disagree with you more.
That's
a Jets franchise that does not know the meaning of success after Mark Sanchez was their quarterback. They will take a conference championship berth with a smile on their face.
But it's not about what they take. It's about the quarterback in the NFL. But you know what? Cut the music. This Jets talk to me is one that it feels like it needs more space. If you have a guy in Aaron Rodgers who's 40 plus, who has this many media hits, who's going to be on the Pat McAfee show all throughout the season, who's going to have all the headlines and spotlight on him, and his career is coming to an end, he made the Brady-esque jump from his Packers team, the Patriots, quote unquote, to his newfound team that was supposed to be ready-made to compete in the New York Jets. What did Brady do? He won a Super Bowl with the Buccaneers. I think that has to be the standard for Aaron Rodgers. And if not this year, then when will it happen? We can further discuss this. Let's go to break because we'll further discuss this and take you home here on Theoretically Speaking. I, for one, am shocked that a Ravens fan like C-Cat is already lining up excuses for the Jets to fall short. I am incredibly shocked. And you also might be shocked if you're driving on the roads out here and somebody turns into your lane last minute. Or maybe they didn't put their blinker on, and now they're putting you into jeopardy. But if you do get yourself into a car accident, a truck accident, a slip and fall, Anna Jar and Levine accident attorneys are there waiting for you. They will fight for you because they don't get paid unless you do. They're going to fight to get you the maximum compensation you deserve. So call Anna Jar and Levine for your free consultation. Demand Anna Jar and Levine. Don't just settle for any attorney. Because that's the Anna Jar and Levine difference. It takes just one phone call. You can take back control of your life. So take back control of your life. Dial them up. 1-800-747-FREE. That's 1-800-747-3733. The Anna Jar and Levine accident attorneys. Yeah, I'm shocked. I'm shocked by you, C-Cat. I mean, I'm a Chiefs fan. You're a Ravens fan. We judge ourselves based off Super Bowl wins, and you're already trying to give excuses for Aaron Rodgers and the Jets. We'll discuss more after the break. It's Theoretically Speaking on ESPN 106.3.
Live from the Anajar and Levine Accident Attorney Studios, Theo Dorsey is theoretically speaking. Streaming live on YouTube, here's Theo Dorsey.
My birthday's in 5 days. I'm getting old. My joint's getting a little more creaky. Is joint pain affecting your quality of life? At Baptist Health Orthopedic Care, our team is experienced in traditional joint replacement surgery, as well as new, less invasive treatments with the goal of returning you to what you love as quickly as possible. Learn more by visiting baptisthealth.net/ortho today. Baptist Health Orthopedic Care combines its resources of experienced physicians and leading-edge treatments and technology to provide advanced orthopedic, foot and ankle, joint replacement, spine, and sports medicine care. Visit baptisthealth.net/ortho for more information today. Baptist Health Orthopedic Care has offices conveniently located in Palm Beach County through the Florida Keys. Learn more by visiting baptisthealth.net/ortho. Also not getting any younger, Aaron Rodgers. Also not getting any healthier. Well, he is healthier than he was last year, but them bones, them joints, them tendons ain't going to get any smoother. Aaron Rodgers. You know the Jets have the 13th longest odds to win the Super Bowl this year, according to Hard Rock Bet?
That sounds about right.
It does. But I still feel like it's boom or bust. It's Super Bowl or bust for the Jets if that guy's going to be your quarterback and that defense is supposed to be what it is.
But look at the AFC. If you're a Jets fan, are you walking into the season saying, you know what, we should win the Super Bowl. We should be in the
Super Bowl.
You
have to.
No. No, you don't have to. There's different expectations on each franchise.
I get you. I'm not the type to give the guys that are supposed to be compared to the GOATs that kind of leeway, especially on the tail end of their career. Why is he playing football if he's not chasing another Lombardi? Why are we doing the show if we're not taking you home? Today we take you home with the picks for the Eastern Conference Finals. Against the spread, the Celtics 9-point favorites. I have the Celtics not covering. I have the Pacers covering tonight. Again, C-Cat, what say you?
I'm going to go with the Celtics covering.
Celtics cover for C-Cat. I'm 2-0. You're 1-1. We'll see who wins tomorrow on a Friday on Theoretically Speaking. Go in love. Go in peace. Go enjoy.